Each week, a guest draws a card from NPR's wildcard deck and answers a big question about their life. George Saunders has reached levels of acclaim and popularity that few writers achieve. He is the author of the best-selling Lincoln in the Bardo, and he has a new book out, Vigil. But he tells wildcard host Rachel Martin that there were a lot of times where he couldn't see a path to success. He told her a story about a teacher that helped him find his way.
What's an experience you wish you could give every person?
I don't know why I'm saying that. Being forgiven. That I think, you know, or accepted. In other words, having somebody, because I've had so many people like this in my life, who took me just as I am, and accepted me and loved me, and especially when I was young. And that, I mean, first and maybe most formatively when I was young, I had a high school. I was a really bad student. I didn't study at all, and like the grades reflected it. And I wasn't really planning to go to college, but I had this high school teacher, two of them, Joe and Sherry Limbaum, who kind of saw something in me and were encouraging me to try to go to college. So as part of this process, Joe, who was a geology teacher, invited me to the this Chicago citywide science fair, and which I had nothing to do. I had no entry at all. So we go, and it's just amazing. Like, you know, these kids my age were like, I don't know, building nuclear reactors. And I mean, they were doing amazing things. And we walked through there, and I was so, I really loved him and idolized him. And I was kind of feeling a little bit like, oh God, look at, why is he with me? I'm such a, you know, I haven't done anything. These kids are years beyond me, you know, I haven't even tried. And, The beautiful thing that he did for me is we spent that 2 or 3 hours together, and he never once in the slightest way intimated that I was less than those kids. We would just go on. And what he did was he praised the individual, and he explained why this was a particularly good project, and he said to the kids what a great job they'd done. So he knew that I was internalizing all of this. And what he was really, I think, trying to show me was, you know, you've got some work to do. But he did that in the most loving, compassionate way with not a trace of shame about it. We had a great day, you know, and went out to lunch. And I fully internalized that message, and he knew it, and he knew he didn't have to say a single thing about it. And then he got me into college after that, you know. So what I wish for is that everybody has somebody like that in their lives, you know, to because he could have crushed me with one thing, you know, with one line about my recalcitrance or my laziness, but he never would go there, you know.
You can watch the full conversation with George Saunders on YouTube at NPR Wildcard. His book, Vigil, is out now.